Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Brief Podcast, Our Blue Bahamas. And I am very excited because today I get to have C.R. Walker is here in the house with us. And we are talking about both eco schools, the fact that we have that as a part of the project, and as well about the SEA program that you are involved in. And so, first of all, I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourselves. So I'm going to start here to my left with our esteemed teacher.
I am Mistress Johnette Ferguson Morris. I am the subject coordinator for the science department at C.R. Walker, and I am also a biology teacher and health science teacher.
My name is Jaden Pratt. I'm currently a senior at C.R. Walker Senior High School.
Hi, my name is Brenna Evans. I'm also a senior at C.R. Walker, and I was the best, most engaged student at the C program during my time.
Fantastic. I love this. I feel like she's calling a little bit out on you there, Jaden. So, but nevertheless. Okay. So just for folks who don't know, SEA stands for?
Students for Environmental Action.
Whoop. And I love this. Okay. So now we have like what the acronym is. I'm going to talk to you first. What is it, though? Because I know that you have to be in a part of the steering influence of this. So tell me a little bit about it. And then, guys, I'm going to get to you and about how you got involved.
Okay, so as an eco school coordinator at C.R. Walker Senior High School, it is a magnet science school. And we have a magnet science program, and we invite our magnet science students as well as students from other programs to join the C program. I have an opportunity to visit each science class and explain to the students what the C program is about and identify students who express an interest. And also I have another opportunity to network with students during our club fair. The students join up for the Eco School Club Committee and the Environmental Science Clubs, and they learn more about the C program during that time.
Okay, excellent. So Jaden, how did you then get involved with the C program? How did that happen?
I got involved with the C program from Miss Johnette Ferguson Morris right here. She introduced me to introduce the program to us during a biology session. She made it known that they were having something for students who were interested in environmental action, and she is aware that I would like to be in that environmental related field. So she made sure that I was, you know, the first one to receive the paper.
Okay. Fantastic. And Brenna, what about you? Was it also in a biology class? How did you find out about the program and get involved?
It was also during the biology class. I am not in a science-minded program. I'm in music.
Doing the cross. We've had a recent podcast with an artist talking a lot about this sort of joy of mixing art with environment and science. So I will have to have a whole one about music and art and science in the future.
So from there, that's when I first heard about it. And I have always had an interest in the environment, and just knowing that it's an extra program that was offered to us, I thought, no, it's going to be a lot of fun, a new experience. So why not try it out?
Fantastic. Okay, so was it all of that? Was there like a memorable activity or trip or something that you did as part of this?
I have a memorable experience when we went snorkeling on Sanders Beach. I brought the wrong sunscreen and I applied it, and I was applying it and it was purple on my hand, and I tried my best to rub it in, but that was purple, and by the time I noticed it wasn't gonna go in, I was
purple. Covered in purple, so you were the purple snorkeler. Okay. Yeah. Brenna, anything slightly less purple in your background?
I think it has to be the CPR section. Not many people talk about it, but it does have, we do CPR certifications in it. And I remember when we did, it was ABCAS, and we had the dummies. And oh my goodness, it was very violent in there.
Yeah.
All you saw, the dummies were going up and down, up and down. And it was so fun seeing everyone just trying their best and knowing that we're learning a life skill alongside.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
And Jaden, were you able to do anything as a result of having the CPR training?
Yes, actually. During the summer, I got to work with the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture in doing the sports section, and I became a lifeguard.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'll show up like a graduation coming up soon for us. So basically lifeguard certified because of the CPR.
That's great. And as a part of that, the C program. Yes. Okay, great.
And I also actually got to participate in the first session of the CPR with them. And it was during the same time when I had was teaching them the circulatory system in class. So, of course, the hands-on experience also is better for them during that time, too.
Of course. And I guess a question then, how does that play out for you? Going from having... And I'm sure you're a very dynamic, passionate teacher, but still something that is otherwise probably quite theoretical made much more practical. Does this help with your academic learning experience, I'd say?
Yeah, I feel as if it does, because nowadays, like, our generation is more hands-on and, like, visual learners, so that really brought to light of what is being taught in class. So, yeah, I feel like it really does play a big factor.
Okay, super. So, new question. You talked about maybe not the best side of it, the fact that you were purple, but this was you in the water doing snorkeling. Were both of you big snorkelers prior to doing SEA?
I had some experience snorkeling. I snorkeled with Brief prior to just program.
Okay, so you'd had some of the Brief field trips, that kind of thing.
And like previous other, like previous programs, but it was... Yeah, I've snorkeled with them.
No, which is great. And same thing for you, Brenna. Big snorkeler prior to this?
No, I had never snorkeled in my life. Ah. And I was slightly afraid of the water. So I'm wondering how I got myself roped into it.
But how did that first time... I was born and raised in Eleuthera, right? So I was very lucky. And I was swimming. By the time I was two, I probably swam better than I could walk. So I was underwater early. But as a result, I have no memory of my first time putting my face under the water and seeing the fish swim. How was that for you, Brenna?
Oh, goodness. I vividly remember the day. I was so excited. I had my flippers on my hand, the snorkels on, and once that water hit my foot, I said, it was freezing cold.
Oh, no.
My goodness. I believe this was in January.
Oh, that is chilly.
Yes, it was freezing cold. I was like, you had to do the big dunk or else you weren't inside the water. I think I was shivering. You had to adjust the gear. The gear wasn't on. You had to adjust it. Yeah. So I'm like, this is a lot. But as soon as I was able to figure out what I was actually doing and look at the fish, I actually felt at peace.
Yeah.
And
And that's often a word that is used for that experience, right? Of you feel, people say, not having been to outer space, but people really feel it's like this, you're in another world when you're there, can bring lots of peace. So for you, Brenna, I guess I'm going to ask you even more. How do you feel the program, being a part of SEA, has changed your view of the ocean, maybe this giant marine environment that surrounds all of us as Bahamians, but a lot of us do not go and put our head under the water, right? Like, how did it change your perceptions of the ocean?
Like I stated before, I was afraid of the ocean. I wasn't the strongest swimmer. But I feel like just being in something that was kind of foreign to me, since I never go waist deep in the water when I swim in the ocean. So it made me more confident that, okay, I know it. Technically, the ocean is, you don't know what's coming for you.
Nope.
You don't know what's in the water. But it is something that God made, and it really is. It changed me to be more confident and comfortable in myself and my own abilities.
Well, and this is something that I've heard for participants in other Brief programs. There's, whether it's eco schools, I've talked to some of the eco schools participants and how that can be a really important factor in bringing out their own leadership and their confidence. So you feel that C is doing the same thing or a similar pathway?
I do feel like it's bringing up my leadership, especially being the president of Environmental Science Club.
Oh, good. I see there might be a bit of competition between some of my guests today, everybody.
Where we are working towards our green flag. Yeah. So
You'll hear. I do a shout out saying, "Come on, you're getting your green flag this year. You're getting it. You're getting
back here." But yes, I feel like it's really like making me more like a leader, because we have to make sure we interact and let everybody know like the importance of like protecting our environment and making sure that they aren't just littering and that they are properly disposing of their trash.
Right.
And just bringing out that word, even if not just in school, but out of school. So,
a part of your life, right, is protecting our Bahamas. So what would you say if we've got some 10th graders listening in, right, and they're thinking about the future and whether or not they should do the C program? What's your overall opinion on this? Brenda, you first.
I'd have to say go for it, because you never know. Even if you may not, if you don't know how to swim, they'll teach you how to swim. If you even have any type of interest in the ocean or even getting CPR certified, go for it. Once you reach like us in grade 12, you're gonna get busy. I'm gonna be honest, gonna be very busy. So the younger you can do it and get that experience, definitely go for it.
Okay, excellent. And Jane, your thoughts too?
Same, like just take the opportunity that's there and just run with it, because you never know what that could lead to.
It's very true, right? And if you don't open that door, right, you're never gonna walk through and know what's going on there.
And they would also gain a lot of knowledge and develop environmental stewardship.
Excellent. Yeah. No, you're so right, right? You guys, again, 10th graders, you might not be thinking about it right now, but whether you intend to go straight into the workforce or you intend to try and get into college, both paths, if you have this type of extra experience, it really shows that you have reached out to do other things to better yourself. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit, though, how do you choose which students are going to be, or how do you help identify students for the C program?
So I ensure students have an interest in the program, and I go and visit each class, like I said earlier, and I inform them the criteria with becoming a part of the program. And it has to be deal with both their desire to achieve academic success, but also their desire to do more and know more about the environment or their personal growth. And as a result, they are able to see the lessons and the message from the program.
Great, because they're sort of this good match for it. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit about how maybe the very practical side of doing the CPR training might assist some of the participants in their academics, simply making it real to them. What other benefits do you think some of your students might take away as being a participant in the program?
The students, they have so much fun in the program, and the program allows students to understand topics in the curriculum, such as ecosystems as well, and pollution, and as a result, they develop a deeper appreciation for our environment, and it makes teaching certain topics much easier.
A good benefit for you, right?
Yes, exactly. And it leads to better understanding.
No, and I love that you brought up fun, though, right? Yeah. Because if there's one thing that the theory of learning brings up more and more, is that when learning is fun, we take it in so much more, right? That's how we take it. If it's just reading, I love reading, so maybe not me in particular. For most people, if all you're doing is reading text and text, and like, okay, it's time to go to sleep. But if you're there actively involved, and as you said, then you're going to have a better time teaching.
And they had so much fun. They would come and share with their classmates about their various activities they would have done over the weekend. And it got the other students excited, and they wanted to join the
program. Right?
And this year we had to say, well, we're full. And they were disappointed.
But there's no better sort of thing or, you know, critique or review of a program than you're oversubscribed, right? If that happens, you know you're doing something right.
So they're excited, and daily they come, "Ms. Morrisman, when is the program going to start again?" And I said, "Don't worry, next year you'll have an opportunity to join the program."
Good. Mm-hmm. And I like talking about benefits to you. It's not just about you as the students, guys. We got to bring our teachers into the forefront. It has been, though, I've seen you know, some sad stuff on Facebook over the last week or so about what teachers in the Bahamas are facing and the issues that you're going through. How is there, other than maybe making your teaching a little bit easier, are there other rewards that you have taken away, maybe from seeing how your students are impacted? Like, what are the positives for you watching your students go through the program?
The most rewarding part of it is that the students, like I said, they gain the knowledge and development of their environmental stewardship.
Right.
And what is also rewarding for me as well, because I always tell my students I learn from them. So when they participate in the activities, they come and they share with me, and I learn about the different organisms. And
the CPR, right?
Right.
So you weren't CPR trained before?
No, I wasn't.
So
I
great.
Did one session, and I actually was doing the various things on me as well.
Oh, you were like, you were the model. Yeah, exactly. The volunteer, per
the
se.
Volunteer. So we had fun with that as well. So I was still in teacher mode, but not so much in teacher mode.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we had fun. We had a lot of fun with that.
Well, that is great. And so I think one of the things that I've heard through the Eco Schools program, but now hopefully will also happen through the C program, is sort of being able to get more schools and more communities in the country more interested in environmental stewardship. What would you say are, what would be your plea out to the public listening now about how to have more schools, more communities be supportive of ocean literacy and eco stewardship, these types of things?
So what schools can do, they can include ocean literacy into their curriculum. Through project-based learning and field trips, and have students get involved in programs like the C program. And then communities can assist by partnering with schools to organize beach and community cleanups, and also through public awareness campaigns.
I love that. And is just a note for listeners, if you are a teacher, Brief does have our field trips that are led, and there's two different types. If you can't get the students to get out of your classroom, Brief will come in and will sort of take you through a virtual field trip, but you can also do the ones where they'll come, they organize transportation and take your students out. So remember, you can always contact Brief. If you go on the website, www.brief.org, you'll see all the ways to be able to give us a call or send us an email. I guess I'm gonna go back to Jaden and Brenna just for a second here, because I wanna have your impressions, and then I'm gonna come back to you for your impressions. But as the young people, the youth leaders, all of these titles that you have on you, how important is it for you as the next generation of leaders in the Bahamas to have a stronger connection to the ocean? How do you feel that if you and no other young Bahamians were connected to the ocean, hadn't had this experience of putting your head underneath it, of understanding our food supply, all of the different things, like, what is the importance of our connection to the ocean for you as young leaders?
I feel like it's important that we connect to the ocean, because we are an archipelago that's surrounded by water.
Yeah.
We live on an island, and if we don't protect our oceans, we pretty much can't protect our lands. Because our oceans will just keep on rising and rising, and then it will come on the land, and now we have nowhere to go because we are now the ocean.
Yep.
So, yes, I feel like it's very important to be aware of that factor.
I love that. And for you, Brenna?
I would say the ocean actually has more impact than we know. It brings in tourism. Obviously, tourists will come here for our sun, sand, and beaches.
Yep.
So if you're not knowing what's going on in the ocean, how are we supposed to protect it? And also, we have fishing industries. Mm-hmm. That kunk you love, those fish, the grouper you love, that all comes from the ocean. So if we are only leaving the older generations to know about it and know how to properly deal with the ocean when they're gone, who is going to be the ones to step up and make sure those things are still happening?
No, and it's, I mean, I'm also, we talked a little bit about being selfish with some of our good work that we do, but one of the reasons why I am so actively involved with Brief is for the very selfish reason that I want to make sure my grandchildren are still able to have grouper, are still able to go have conch salad. Like, if we want this, not just for you guys, but for your grandchildren, you know, the only way is if we know how to protect our resources. Mm-hmm. And so, did you learn anything about each other on the program, being in this program? And please, only positive-ish, at least, things. But how well did you know each other prior to the program?
I'd say fairly well.
Yeah.
Do you know each other even better now?
I'd say so.
But in a good way, right? I'm hoping. I'm like walking in here. I don't know if this is a good idea, but yes.
And as a result of the program, I got to know my students even better.
Right.
And what they're interested in. And I constantly encourage them, because Brief also have an opportunity where the students can apply for best scholarship.
Yes.
So we are so excited that Jaden Adderley, she would have been a recipient of the scholarship this year.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. She was Sierra Walker.
Yes,
oh,
she's brilliant. She's okay. Presently there.
So I'm sure you guys have heard the litany, but I used to be what I'd call an involuntary volunteer with Brief, so I would always be doing stuff with them for many, many years. But one of our first best scholars, Alana Velicott from Grand Bahama, I don't know if you guys have checked her out, but she has been featured in movies with Samuel Jackson, diving under the ocean, doing really remarkable stuff. She's been in tons of magazines. She was at Coral Vita for a long time doing things, but it is such a remarkable program. So it's, I mean, but there's the head of the Green School in Harbor Island, so many people who've gone through the best program. So it's really, I love that you now maybe can sort of highlight that to some of the C participants as a future step.
Definitely. Every year I try to identify students who have an interest in it, and we start working on the application process, all the information, letters of recommendation.
Excellent.
From the very beginning, and I stay in touch with Brief to find out the application deadlines and stuff like that.
This is brilliant, and I really do hope, if it's a possibility still for you guys,
yes
right? Please do. It's, again, being from Eleuthera, I'm also a little bit biased there. You know, the fact that you do spend the time at the Island School, which is just a really remarkable location right here in the Bahamas. This, you know, people talk about going away to school for all this and that. Like, right here at home, we have this remarkable, remarkable institution. So good luck to both of you if you do apply. I would say that. A little bit. So you guys have been going through all these processes and seeing things and understanding things, knowing each other better, knowing the country better. How do you see the C program shaping the future of conservation and the wider environmental sort of push in the Bahamas? Jaden, can start with you on that.
I see it bringing more awareness to the issue, just making it known to the youths and probably older persons who probably don't have an idea on how drastic it is. So I just see it bringing a clearer understanding on what we can possibly face due to these issues that are going on in our country and around the world.
I love that. And Brenna, from your perspective?
You know, the youth are always full of so much life and so much just eager to learn about these things. So offering a program for them to learn, to be engaged, it's going to better our future significantly.
Right.
Because now that this program is being offered to more schools, it's having a bigger outreach. Bringing more people in. And then from these interviews and stuff, being positive, that's going to draw more and more people in, thus making the future better for the Bahamas and for our ocean.
And Ms. Morris, what about from your perspective?
And what I like about the program is that they're targeting students from a very young age.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, they're attracting these students from a young age, and they're teaching them why it's important to protect our environment, our oceans, and our ecosystems.
Perfect. And then, so we are, unfortunately, this session is just sped by. But okay, I want each of you to take a few seconds to think about, we've got all these listeners out there right now. Like, this is your moment to give your message out there about why and what, why they should care about protecting the environment, or what you would recommend that they do to help us as a country keep on protecting our environment? Ms. Morris, can I start with you? Let's start with our fearless leader.
All right, so we need to protect our environment to help mitigate climate change, which is a very big topic.
Yeah.
And also to preserve biodiversity. And in the process of that, we want to eliminate pollution to improve the quality of life and to ensure that we have a sustainable future.
Well, that is very big picture, and thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, my guests are pointing fingers. I'm starting with Brenna this one.
Okay.
The message I want to send?
Yeah, what would you tell the listeners? Like, what, even if it was don't leave trash on the ground, you know, anything from that to turn off the lights, it don't matter, but like, or go put your head under the ocean, you know, whatever you feel is from your heart.
You know, we only have one world that we're living in, and it's so important that we protect it and preserve it. It's the little things that have added up over time. So it's little steps that can change our future.
Thank you. And that is it. We often don't think that our actions make a difference, but they do. And that is very well said. So ending off then with you, Jaden, thank you.
And I would say to viewers, do not be afraid of, or don't be afraid of calling out people or calling out yourself whenever you're littering, or if you see litter and picking it up on the off the floor and distribute and throwing it away properly.
Perfect. No, that
don't be afraid. Yeah,
don't be afraid. No, and I like that. And calling yourself out, right? Like if you drop something, maybe you've already walked on 10 feet, be like, no, man, I got to go back. I got to go back and pick that up. I love that. And I just want to say such a big thank you to Ciara Walker for representing. I do see a green flag in your future. And just as a reminder to the listeners, if you are a teacher and interested in how maybe having the C program at your school, contact Brief. You can get us on any of the social media. We're at Brief242, or you can just go to www.brief, and it is BREEF.org. You'll see how to call us, how to email us, any of those things. But thank you again, C.R. Walker.
Thank you.